All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN Radio. All right, let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin announced today he'll be introducing a repeal measure at the Cook County Board on Wednesday for, dun-dun-dun, the sweetened beverage tax. And he wants to vote on it quickly, presumably because either A, he has the votes, or B, he wants to get everybody on the record so he can run against every single commissioner next time around. Boykin has been an outspoken critic of President Preckwinkle's tax, but Preckwinkle has pointed out that Boykin knew this was coming, and instead he's just using this as a political popularity contest, which if you're going to enter a political popularity contest, not a bad topic to hang your hat on.
I believe that that sweetened beverage shouldn't be taxed.
And then everybody cheers, right? If President Preckwinkle's a good president, though, she'll just talk about honorary street signs or ordering new high-back leather chairs for the duration of the meeting. Boykin will never get a chance to talk. Boom, adjourned. Next month, maybe? Okay. And then she sneaks back into her office and she just guzzles a 3-liter of Cherry Coke, punctuated with an evil presidential laugh. Goop, 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 goop. That's what I assume she's doing back there. She's hoarding. She's hoarding all the pop for herself. Steve Bannon's talking, and I guess we're listening. He said if Trump gets his wall, he'll win a landslide in 2020. He also said he's plotting Republican primary challenges, and the Comey firing was bad. So there you go. I just helped you out. You don't have to watch 60 Minutes. Clear it from your DVR so you can record more of the chew. Real great. It's like kind of like The View, but also they cook. It's great. Illinois Education Czar Beth Purvis, unofficial title, I don't think they call him czar in Illinois, announced today that she's going to be stepping down to move to a national not-for-profit. What's it mean for Illinois? I'm asking you. I don't know what she did or what effect it has on us, so let's go ahead and move on. The tech world's on vibrate right now after rumors of a new iPhone X announcement this week. Apple will be introducing a new phone. But some say don't get too excited because it's going to look a lot like a phone. What? We expect more at this point, right? I want my phone to be nothing like a phone. I want my new smartphone to be like a toaster. It takes phone calls, a text, pictures, and a toast bread. Nothing less, and I'm not liking it on Facebook. I mean, I love it in real life, but I'm not liking it on Facebook. The new DePaul Stadium by McCormick Place is almost ready to go. And to kick it off, the first concert will feature Bob Dylan. Finally, a stadium that can house Bob Dylan. Up to this point, he was just doing living room shows. I feel bad for the guy. Good to see he got his big break, right? Too bad Bob Dylan can't play point guard for the Blue Demons. Then people would stick around and watch basketball. Oh, snap. No, I didn't. That's my new catchphrase, by the way. No, I didn't. What do you think, Pete? You think that's good? Work on it? I can work on it? Okay, I'll work on it. In weather, we're settling into a nice little autumn thing here, huh? A little cloudy, but you can still hear the cicadas out, so that's a nice plus. Hurricane Irma now messing up Georgia and the Carolinas after hitting the state of Florida over the weekend. It's not even a hurricane. Did they change it now? Did they change it from hurricane? Did they say tropical storm Irma? They changed the. The governor of Florida said the Keys looked pretty bad, but he was surprised that it wasn't worse on the western side of the state. But still, tremendous flooding in parts of Florida, and the big issue is electricity. Harvey, Irma, and possibly Jose. Jose seems to be looping around in the Atlantic right now, but it could be problematic if it straightens out and heads right for the Carolinas. Jeez. Wow. We'll pay attention to it, of course. In sports, well, the Bears are back to being good at losing. They pick up where they left off last season, lose a game they should have won. The Bears had the ball first and goal at the end of the game and couldn't punch it in, losing to the Falcons. Highlights from the game? The pregame flyover was a stealth bomber. It's kind of cool. I wonder if there was like an actual order for jets and they're like, you know, we can't spare them, you know, North Korea stuff. Like we can't, how about a stealth bomber? We don't use those anymore. Drones took their place. We got all the real highlights coming up here at 8 o'clock with Adam Johns. National media today trotting out the why is Mike Glennon even playing columns after his performance was scrutinized. Lots of checkdowns and a fourth down sack to lose it. If the season's going to go this way, why not just start Mitchell Trubisky? Also, wide receiver Kevin White caught what? Two balls? Maybe one? He's in the news today because he fractured his collarbone. He's on the IR for the third season in a row. Bears won't admit it, but he's probably out for the entire season. So that means the Bears' number one receiver right now is Kendall Wright, or is it Josh Bellamy? Time to bring Tanner Gentry up from the practice squad, and Dennis Gentry, if he's still around, right? Good old 29, but Tariq Cohen's 29. What are you going to do? Tariq Cohen, 5'6", running back with a nickname, the Human Joystick, showed some serious playmaking ability with shifty runs, catches out of the backfield, power runs, punt returns, deep routes. The Bears found a way to undo his great name by not having him in the game at the end, though. He was on the sidelines for the bulk of the final plays because no need for a guy who can make plays when you need to make a play. So there's that. And nobody sat during the anthem for the Bears? Are we not one of those teams? We're going to let Oakland and Seattle have all that? Chicago's not going to have any of that? We don't have any politically conscious players? I'm just a little disappointed. Not because I care one way or the other politically. I just, like one guy to sit. Just one guy. Could be a backup guy. Could be a special teams guy. And another guy to stand next to him with his hand on his shoulder. That's what I want from my football team. In baseball, do we have to talk about baseball? Oh, we were gloating that the Cubs are going to cruise through September. I sat here last week with Panionovich talking playoff matchups. Yoshi Kawana, time to cover the lockers with the plastic, huh? But then the Brewers came to Wrigley and swept the Cubs like a street sweeper rolling down Clark Street. Out of the way! The Cubs really didn't show much this week, and now only have a 2-game lead over the Brewers and the Cardinals, who swept the Pirates. Do I have to mention again that the Cubs end the season with two four-game series against both the Cardinals and the Brewers on the road? So the Cubs need to start winning. Luckily, they got the Mets sort of be their practice squad. But who knows? The Sox, they're so dumb. They're fighting against the Giants for one of the worst records in baseball, so which would mean a higher draft pick next year. So what do? They beat up on the Giants. The Giants have now moved ahead of the Sox for the number two pick. The Phillies have the number one. But come on, Sox. Tank if you're going to tank. Carson Fulmer did get his first win, so that's good. Keep him up, will you? You got Giolito, Lopez, and Fulmer for the rest of the season, playoff style. Just three in the rotation. If you didn't know, ace Carlos Rodon out for the season with an arm issue. Pretty short season. I mean, he didn't really start till the All-Star break. Not great. Not great for the guy who's supposed to be your ace. Yeesh. This weekend, the Blackhawks start training camp. Time to get the bad taste of how last year ended out of your mouth. The Blackhawks spent the offseason bringing back some hometown heroes, so I'm super excited to get this going. Training camp starts this weekend. And finally, a new report says that soon sex robots, apparently that's a thing, sex robots, are evolving at such a rate that they will be capable of murder in due time. Yikes. Unless that's your thing. I don't know. I guess we all should be ready and equipped with a safe word. Mine, Alt-Control-Delete. Alt-Control-Delete! Alt-Control-Delete! That's the carryout for September 11, 2017. Hey, if you're looking for a quick meal, might I recommend the chips and guac? We made it over the weekend, so it'll last all week. Don't worry about the discoloring. That just means it's high-end. All right. Coming up, Touche. Dave Lundy and Chris Varonis here. Talk politics. Get us up to speed on what's going to happen in Congress this week. All that coming up here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.